Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, Suella Braverman's future as UK Home Secretary hangs in the balance as she faces questions over claims she asked staff to help her dodge a speeding fine. The Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, is set to make a decision on her future following suggestions her alleged request for support from Home Office officials may have breached the ministerial code. Well, George Parker is political editor with the Financial Times and he joins me on the line. George, thank you very much for taking our call today. So the Labour leader, Keir Starmer, he's called for a formal investigation. But what do we know about what has happened?
Well, basically, Suella Braverman, the former Attorney General, now the Home Secretary, was caught speeding last year. And in the UK, you are often given a choice between, if it's your first offence, between paying a fine and having 3 points put on your licence, or going on a speed awareness course. And I've been on one of those. It's a fairly sobering experience. You're surrounded by a lot of other grumpy motorists. And Suella Braverman obviously decided she didn't really fancy that. So she asked her civil servants to see whether they could arrange a one-to-one personal speed awareness course. And the civil servants said, no, that's not our job. And this has now emerged in the press. And there's a question about whether she abused her position as a minister and breached the ministerial code by basically asking government officials to try and sort out her embarrassing speeding fine.
Mm, and the Prime Minister is going to speak to her and his ethics advisor about it. So clearly he's taking this very seriously.
He is, because on the face of it, it does look like she's breached the ministerial code in the sense she was asking officials to do something relating to her private life. Though it's not the most serious offence you can really imagine, but the problem is that Suella Braverman is an extremely controversial politician. She's on the right of the party, a big Brexiteer, culture warrior, very, very tough on migration. She said that she dreamed of sending immigrants to Rwanda on a plane. That was her Christmas wish. And so she's a controversial figure. And there are some people who think that there's a conspiracy to get her and that she's a champion of the Tory right. So Rishi Sunak's in a very difficult position here, but yes, he is taking it seriously.
But what is his view of Suella Braverman? Do we know?
Well, the interesting thing is that he appointed a Home Secretary when he became Prime Minister last year, surprisingly, because she'd had to resign only a few days earlier for another breach of the ministerial code. She was passing on cabinet secrets to a fellow Tory MP, which was against the rules. She resigned. Rishi Sunak became Prime Minister and appointed her a few days later. So you have to ask, why did he do that? And the answer is that she basically appeals to a faction of the Conservative Party, which Rishi Sunak feels he has to keep sweet, the sort of Eurosceptic Tory right. And so that's why he will be worried about sort of forcing her out, because she'll become a lightning rod for dissatisfaction on the Tory right. There's one other thing I should mention. This week, the government's going to publish, or official statistics are going to come out, showing a vast increase in legal migration to the UK. And that's on Suella Braverman's watch as well. So she's really in the political crosshairs this week.
Mm-hmm. So politically, he may find it difficult to get rid of Suella Braverman, but he might have to if his ethics investigation finds that she did this. Is there anyone else who can fill that brief and bring the right of the party along, George, if he does have to get rid of Suella Braverman?
Well, I mean, there's always a sort of queue of people, I suppose, who could do that. I mean, Kemi Badenoch, I guess, over at the Trade Department, is someone who could possibly fill that gap as well. Although, you know, it may be that Rishi Sunak feels that the Eurosceptics have had their day now, and they recently had to swallow the Northern Ireland Protocol reforms. But it's a dangerous situation. He's in a weak situation politically, generally, and having someone like Suella Braverman, who is seen by some as a favourite to succeed Rishi Sunak as the Tory leader after the next election, if the Tories lose because of her popularity with her party base, she will be a dangerous opponent to have on the backbench.
Is she taking questions in the Commons this afternoon?
She is at 2:30, which will be an interesting occasion. There are always a chance to ask topical questions, and I imagine the circumstances around her speeding fine will be there. She'll come out fighting, I'm sure. That's in her nature. Some people, by the way, think that she might actually rather like the idea of being sacked because immigration is rising so sharply on her watch, and she's trying to blame all the other ministers in the cabinet for that happening. And maybe if she got sacked, she'd be able to become this sort of prophet across the water, waiting her turn for when the Tories go down to an election defeat, which some people think may happen next year.
Well, it'll be interesting to see her performance anyway this afternoon and to watch what happens from there. George, thank you very much. George Parker there, political editor with the Financial Times. Next up, Gooboo, the extraordinary story of Malcolm MacArthur as told by journalist Harry McGee in his new book, The Murderer and the Taoiseach.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.